This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 10th. Okay, folks. First of all, I'm very, very pleased with all the press on NVIDIA, you know, crossing above $4 trillion in market cap. I'm sure most of you know that's my largest holding. I've had it for a long, long time. And it's my second time back in NVIDIA. This time, you know, we're up over 3,000%. So it's been a wonderful ride. I've written a lot of articles in MarketWatch about NVIDIA, about why you shouldn't sell it, how it's a monopoly, how it's going to dominate the AI chips to the end of the decade. And then, of course, it's trying to make a transition to quantum computing and had quantum computing contests. And essentially, they're trying to dominate the way they program the quantum computers. And quantum computers use a one and a zero instead of a one or a zero. The reason there has to be a shift to quantum computing at the end of the decade is NVIDIA won't be able to make its chips faster. It's approaching the atomic level on transistors, and you can't exactly split atoms to make chips faster. So it's a wonderful stock, and I'm very happy that it's in the news. And it should be in the news because this is why monopoly stocks are safe. And this is what you want to own to protect yourself against all the gyrations out there. The gyrations are starting to pick up. And the main reason is Trump is definitely on the warpath with tariffs. And we don't have to look any farther than Brazil. Right now, we have a 10% tariff on Brazil. Effective August 1st, he's proposing a 50% tariff because he wants Lula da Silva, the president of Brazil, to stop prosecuting the former Brazilian president. Now, Lula da Silva was in jail, and Brazilian politics is wild. I mean, just whatever happened in America on January 6th and everything is nothing to compare to what happens in Brazil, okay? It's just wild down there. And this has sent coffee prices soaring. We own Embarcadero, which is a regional jet maker. It's down today because obviously 50% tariffs would hurt it. So it's very clear that President Trump intends to conduct foreign policy through tariffs, okay? Now, the other thing is Lula da Silva is very friendly with China. You know, China dominates a lot of American countries. And he's gone all the way to Shanghai to tell everybody to trade in Chinese yuan instead of dollars, even though the yuan is not a strong currency. And by the way, the deflation in China, which started in May of 2022, is now running at the deepest rate ever, about 3.6% annual pace. So this whole BRICS thing that they can circumvent the dollar and trade among themselves, it's fine if you want to do that, but you're going to be buying an eroding currency. So the dollar remains king. I know the dollar's been down this year because a lot of countries don't like President Trump. But when all the dust settles, we still have higher rates than the other countries, you know, China, Japan, Europe, etc. And we still have a stronger economy, and we still have a more pro-business president. So that's that. But even though President Trump is pro-business, he has no problem, okay, throwing a wrench in the works, causing chaos. And he does that because he likes to negotiate from strength, okay? And he wants the other side to be really in a very uncomfortable position. And he succeeded with Brazil. So whether it's coffee or orange futures, orange juice futures, Embarcadero's regional jets, you know, he's throwing a wrench in the works. So I don't want you to worry about ERJ, which is Embarcadero, because they have a pretty big order backlog, and this will all get sorted out over time. And but it's August 1st is a big deal. You know, he had a July 9th trade deadline for many countries, and now that's been extended to August 1st. And, you know, if the market did sell off in August, okay, the tariffs could be the catalyst for it. It would just be an excuse, but it could be a catalyst. In the meantime, the tariff revenue coming to the U.S. Treasury is soaring. Obviously, they're going to take that money and try to pay down the deficit or pay for the tax cuts that just passed. Anyway, it's fascinating to watch. It's a big game of chicken, and not a lot of people seem to understand it. Most countries seem to understand that President Trump overreaches to put them in an uncomfortable position, and then they try to negotiate something more favorable. So, but I think the Brazilian news is a big deal. It's a really big deal. The China deflation news is a big deal, okay? And one other thing, we had the FOMC minutes come out, and it did show a division in the Fed, and that's what we want to see. And clearly, there's a group within the Fed, a growing minority, that says, hey, we got to look at the inflation data instead of anticipate inflation that hasn't failed to materialize. So it would help to have a cut on July 29th. That's when the Fed meets again. Is the cut certain? No, but it would certainly help to have a cut, okay? So otherwise, that's all that's going on. It's bumpy. It's oscillating. This is what happens after a big run-up. What's down today might be up tomorrow and vice versa. But if you own the monopolistic stocks that dominate their business, you'll do well. If you own companies that are going to have strong sales and earnings, provide good guidance, you're going to do well. But we're starting to see some seasonal shenanigans, and I do want to mention that. And in my opinion, any dip is a good buy right now, okay? But it is getting bumpy. So welcome to the summer months. And one last thing. If you fly in the summer, you may notice all the airports are screwed up, okay? It could be, you know, the fact that we need more controllers. But most of it is the thunderstorms. You know, I've flown twice this week. And getting out of New York City was a nightmare. And actually, getting to Denver was a nightmare. And it all has to do with thunderstorms around much of the country screwing up all the airplanes, okay? So so try not to fly if you don't have to. But it's interesting how things are impacted in the summertime. So with that said, hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. You know, again, we're not selling NVIDIA. It's a key stock to make you rich. It's a monopoly. We're going to hold through at least the end of the decade, because that's how long its chips will dominate. So with that said, take care, everybody. Use any dip as a buying opportunity. And, of course, earnings kick off here with financials next week. And then some of our stocks will kick in shortly thereafter. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.